The low bid tonight was approved from Bill Bruce Builders out of Eldridge, Iowa for $12,050,000. And that project encompasses both campuses. At Apollo, we will be expanding to the east side of the building to incorporate a brand new cafeteria and upgrade the gymnasium, including a new floor surface, and also adding two classrooms on the west end of the building. At New Boston, we'll be building an entirely new classroom wing off the east end of the building. We'll be retaining the 1990 addition and a part of what is now the main entrance to the building. But ultimately, the plan is that once that new addition is complete, that we'll be demolishing the current three-story wing where many of the classes are held.
In the timeline, do you want to kind of elaborate a little bit on that?
Well, the timeline between the two projects is probably a little bit different. We hope to have the Apollo project completed for occupancy in fall of 2024. The New Boston project could run a little bit longer just because of the scope of that. And in fact, we've permitted demolition for that three-story addition for November of 2024. But of course, we have to have the new wing complete in order to be able to move classrooms into that wing before we can do any demolition in that building.
And then as far as the financing or funding mechanism, how's that working again with this?
Well, we sold about a year and a half ago bonds in order to be able to finance these projects and some future projects that we hope to get started on now at Mercer County High School.